For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Released emails reveal CSU General Coordinator Christopher Kalafatidis began talks with the university on online opt-outs before consulting fee levy groups. That goes against the referendum held last year to bring opt-outs online. Kalafatidis says he was acting in good faith and that he was just trying to familiarize the administration with the referendum question. You can read more on this story on our website, cjlo.com/news. CTV News reported Concordia students won't be returning to campus anytime soon. Concordia is expected to continue online courses into September, and as of Wednesday evening has not made any announcement to students. A Concordia University spokesperson told CJLO News details involving the online change are still being decided, and an official announcement by the university will come soon. Some hurdles the administration will face is making changes to courses that require hands-on learning, such as biology labs or sculpture courses. Once again, CSU General Coordinator Christopher Kalafatidis.
I think it's handled very poorly. Once again, Concordia is lacking skills in communication. Students don't feel like they're being informed of anything. And I was very sad to learn through the news before I learned from the president and provost of the university about these closures.
Back in March, McGill announced that September courses will still be online. Now, a petition with 300 signatures is circulating demanding a partial refund in tuition for winter classes which were interrupted. As of now, McGill is not offering compensation for the winter semester. Stories today by myself and Hadassah Allen Carr. For more, visit cjlo.com/news.